mind.
Yeah.
Is belief. You believe, مثلاً, شما یکی میاد, for example, somebody says, if you sit in the draft, you catch a cold. You believe it, and you will catch a cold. Another person comes and doesn't believe it, it won't catch a cold. Why? Because one went and sat under the umbrella, the other one refused to go. So the more we believe the world, the more we believe the mind, the more we are tossed.
As you get further along in the illumination of the mind, the concreteness of the world would seem less, is that correct?
The concreteness of the mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the mind totally disappears, there's no world.
Yes, of course. Because the world exists only in the mind. But we don't see it this way. We think it exists away from us. Anybody else? Should I go on, or we understood it well?
Huh?
Go ahead.
اون منشأ مسائل رو اگر آدم بفهمه متوجه میشه که مثلا اون سوالی هست و یا این رنجی که هست یک درسه یعنی منشأ ماورای اون رنج رو باید ببینید
بله موقعی که شما ذهنو یعنی که شما ذهنو شناختین اینم چجوری میشه شناخت با این که بگین این تمپوراری متوجه میشین که در اون زمان متوجه میشین که سورس چیه ببینید الان تمام توجه ها روی عکس مثلا بگیم عکس هم یعنی thoughts یعنی همونطوری که بابا میگه شما یه امیجی از من دارین یه تصوری از من دارین من یه تصوری از شما دارم شما یه تصوری از خودتون دارین من یه تصوری نه من تصوری شما هستم نه شما تصور من درسته؟ پس در اینجور اینا رو eliminate میکنی هم پیکچرها رو eliminate میکنی the where is the picture if you were not there the picture would not be there So, مثل خواب عمیق میمونه وقتی که شما خواب عمیق میبینین دیگه پیکچر نمیبینین You are in the state of بودن That's the closest you can get without being in the state of samadhi I think what is happening here is there is invitation to move on. Is an invitation to move on. حالا سوال اینه که حالا که برای ما گفتی که طبیعتش چیه بازم به خاطر برادرم و خودم که 30 سال دنبالش میگشتم به ما بگین که عکس العمل ما در مقابل در رنجی بشه Now tell us what should be our reaction to pain and suffering. To the extent of your understanding of the things that are temporary and to the extent that you know what is permanent, you have pulled yourself away. تا حد آگاهی شما و درک شما از آنچه حقیقت ندارد و همینطور درک این که چه چیزی حقیقت دارد تا آن اندازه شما از قدرت چیزی که آن را درد و رنج می نامید آزاد خواهید داشت. آزاد خواهید شد.
I think that depends to how much you are sensitive for the that ascend your example. You say your
yes.
brother, you feel it. You feel your brother long time ago. So that one, you feel it pain because you love that the was that he was so sin. Concern to the law for him, and you observe all of pain to your body. That one, I guess, for that way. What that one, they say, suffering or something for somebody, you don't have a pain, but you pain, you get pain from the that one person you love too much. That one you feel at that time. I guess for my. Explanation. I don't know. You,
I understand what you're saying, but we're not talking about that part. No, I understand. Right now, we're taking it much higher than that feeling. We are saying that that feeling caused me all my life to look for the cause of suffering. Now we're coming and I am understanding what causes this suffering to the person that is suffering and to the person that is watching it.
Going to that black point, stay in your brain, but you want to refuse, you cannot refuse, sometimes come to you, sometimes go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's very good.
You don't. You cannot forget it. But
yes.
You want to forget, but you don't.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you have to.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes you forget and you get into it again. So, talk.
When you forget, that's when the art of living comes in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. We're going through that, and then we are going to practice a couple of methods to see for ourselves. تا آن اندازه که شما از قدرت چیزی که آن را درد رنج می نمی آزاد خواهید شد. حال این درد چه از جسم و یا ذهن و یا احساسات باشد. راه حل آن برطرف کردن و حتی خاتمه دادن آن درد نیست، بلکه موفقیت وقتی نصیب می شود که این قدرت را از آن بگیرید. بدین معنی که شما هیچ وقت به آن وجود حقیقی ندهید. چرا؟ برای اینکه وقتی شما این کار نکنید از زیر آمبرلا شروع میشیم بلند شدن. رفتن زیر آمبرلای گریس. Living by grace. چون درد و رنج فقط وقتی وجود دارن که شما وجودش را مثل تمام دنیا باور و قبول کرده باشین. این خیلی مشکله فهمیدنش. یعنی I don't blame us if we don't get it at all. But you know, what am I going to do? It takes time. همش همین است. من به شما میگم تنها کاری که باید انجام شود همین است. قبول نکردنشه. ببینید شما دارین روی پایه هست. آره میفهمم. من کاملا شما رو درک میکنم. حالا میخوام ببینم که شما منم میتونید یه ذره چیز کنید. ببینید شما دارین روی عکس العملتون به این دنیا ما داریم میگیم. من دارم یه چیزی روحانی رو میگم که چجوری میتونیم نجات پیدا کنیم. گوش میدین؟ نمیگم که عملیه الان برامون، نه عملی نیست، ولی با این حال wisdom is like a sun. It begins to bring light. Some people will get it, some people won't get it. So let's do a meditation to see it for ourselves. Now what is living by grace? Let's take a look at something on the carpet, in the altar, but one thing. With the eyes half open, خیره بشین بهش. Become very intensely looking, but yet you are not looking. And have absolutely no opinion. Just sit. No thinking, just sit. Now come to, remove your eyes. Heshma Jung, how was it for you? And I'm just trying to make a point.
I can't say nothing.
Anybody else? Shervin, what happened when you just looked without any opinion? When we don't take thoughts, when we don't have opinion, we are in our state of being.
Stillness.
Light. Stillness.
I got light in my eyes. That's all.
Okay, that was that was good. That was very good.
All the time. I said,
yeah.
I love it.
Yes, beautiful.
You teach me.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Anybody else? How was it for you, Tamina John?
Very good. Nothing.
Yeah.
Still.
No. Stillness, because the mind, it was like a deep sleep, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's a good example. The world goes on without thinking or not thinking.
Yeah, it does go on.
Part of the world.
Yeah, and you might say to yourself, I'm not saying you will, but I'm just saying, you might say, this is a stupid, small little example she's giving. Those of you that think this way, don't touch it. Because look at the world, bigger house, bigger house. They took nutrition out of our apples and oranges to make it bigger and more appealing. Nutrition is in a small, simple, as matter of fact, techniques. You know, what good is it to give a technique nobody can use? And yet, it's hard to sell the simple one. I'm sure most of you are doing that. So this is a good practice to bring the mind, I always call the mind like when it's in the world, it's like a coward thief. It steals our peace and then gets scared. But once we do this type of thing, what happens is you stay and the tamam ihsasat will turn around you. You stay and this takes like a whirlpool around. It doesn't toss. Any other person that would like
you
to talk?
You had a good example. You told us that when you're on top, you see all the wave, and it touch you, hit you,
mm-hmm.
but you go a dog deep,
yes.
you don't feel anything.
That's
There's
right.
Nothing going
yeah.
on.
We had a dog. He was a great teacher for me because his name was Brandy. And we don't know what kind of dog it was. We would take him to the lake, and he would stand by Lake Tahoe and bite every wave that came in. He would be foaming. He would be exhausted. That's how it is to read every letter that mind gives us. And then once he was exhausted, we would drag him. He still didn't want to give up. We would drag him home, and he would be happy to be home. Happy to be home.
Could you say you look at an object,
mm-hmm.
You realize it, but you don't relate to it. So then you are totally detached. It doesn't touch you. You are in the eye of the storm because you are not touching what is going on around
yes.
you. And if you come to suffering, how do you relate to it? Maybe we can say that the universe is holographic, and when we send out our energies and our thought pattern, we create certain images, whether it's suffering or whether it's war or whether it's whatever it is. If we don't hook in with our mind into any of these thought patterns that other people have created, we stay detached. There's no suffering. It's also no joy. Because
yes.
it's not in the moment. The moment where we get involved is, I think, when we are relating and to thought patterns
yes,
that
but
have been created.
Yes, you are absolutely right. But here we want to relate to it